Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Schwarzenegger's on my list. Like, if I saw him and he was like, hey, Oscar, I'm having a bad day. Do you mind just with me? I think I'd have to do it.
I'll
hop on the washing machine, Oscar.
I'll be flying into DC tonight.
Oh, we got worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then once I got to handling myself being drunk together, then my liver gave out. So if it's one thing,
how
it's another.
Dare you?
Yeah, that's
it's
when
always
you stop, when
something.
You, including a shot of Diddy's sons. Doesn't say how old they are. Justin and King in handcuffs. Nobody's
King.
saying that.
Hi. Let go of me.
Why are the handcuffs? They hurt, right?
Can you loosen them a bit? Please.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show on a Tuesday, a very, very strange morning for all of us. You know, those of us that have worked in the D.C. area, the D.C. Baltimore area. And, you know, some people closer than others. It's amazing to me, as we tape this, we have found out earlier this morning, about 1:30 this morning, a giant ocean liner, tanker, car carrier, cargo ship, you know, has those big giant
container ship.
On top of container ship. Thank you. I was looking for that and I couldn't find it. Hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, a massive, massive bridge in Baltimore. And how they had the video, they did, and hit a support structure in the middle of the bridge, and the whole effing thing collapsed. I've never seen anything quite. Unfortunately, the perspective of the shot they show when you see it go in does nothing to show you the scale of that tragedy.
Yeah.
And it is a bridge that all of us have traveled, some of us more than others, and it is going to change the transportation landscape in Baltimore for months,
years.
If not
years.
Oh,
I'd say years, yeah.
And
it took
we
5 years to construct the bridge.
It's what?
It took 5 years initially to construct the bridge.
That's way back when, right? I mean,
that's in the 70s.
That's in the 70s. So,
yeah.
And it looked like it was a bridge that was built in the 70s.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there are a lot more bridges that have been built earlier than that. So it's strange the way we get information. It's really, really strange the way we become aware of something. I am on, was it Facebook? And I don't go on Facebook in the morning anymore. I know what I was doing. I was doing a weight loss post for Carla's company because I had a low weight this morning. And as I'm on there, I flip back over to see if it posted okay. And I see this highly cryptic, the Key Bridge is gone. And I immediately said, Key Bridge in Washington?
That's what a lot of people thought, I think, yeah.
And then I immediately Google what's happening with Key Bridge, and then it all comes through, and then just amazing. And I hate to say this, especially out of respect to the families that have lost people in this tragedy, thank God it was 1:30 in the morning. If that had been 2 hours later, because they have the same commute that D.C. has. 2 hours later, 3:30 in the morning, it would have been a significant loss of life. An hour later, even worse. And so to see this main artery. Now, to give you a little picture of Baltimore, and we've all Oscar's worked in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I have worked briefly in Baltimore, you know, subbing for people. I've never been on the radio up there other than syndicated. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, it links a Baltimore Beltway, which is called 695. And that's the inner Beltway.
Circumference inside, Road, yeah.
Inside of Route 95 going to downtown Baltimore. So anyone that's going to go and check out anything in downtown Baltimore that's coming from the south is going to pop in. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I was
going to
say, I've got a few stats on the bridge. It was opened in 1977, as Oscar said. It is 1.6 miles long, a four-lane bridge, a key link to the Baltimore Beltway that completes that circumference road. The port's private and public terminals handled 847,152 autos and light trucks in 23.
Speaking of the mic, buddy, I can't hear you.
The most of any U.S. port, and it also handles farm and construction machinery. So this is not only going to cripple the automotive commission, but also access to the port of Baltimore,
yeah,
which is still
a
functioning port.
I didn't even process that. That is so true.
Yeah.
That's just a mile and a half of debris.
Yeah, you won't be able to sail through that. And it covers the Patapsco River, is the
so
water
many-
covers.
Questions. When you were working in Baltimore, mm-hmm. were you living in Olney, Oscar? When you were,
I was in Glover Park and would drive to Baltimore.
You would drive to Baltimore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You? Would you hop on that bridge on a regular basis?
No,
or you missed it. You'd go downtown, right?
Yeah. So we would go. I would take that bridge. For 4 to 5 years. When I worked at WHFS as an intern and then subsequently as on-air talent, we had a ton of promotions where we would have to take that bridge into like what would be North Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I just knew this were the days where you're like, you got to take the Key Bridge, you're going downtown. Key Bridge would just get you to the top of wherever the next promotion was going to be in that area. And we'd come back and go, and we would go, you know, middle of the night sometimes when promotions were over, coming back to the radio station and drop off the vehicle. And what struck me was that not just the fact that the loss of life and the missing people is that in 2024, a bridge of that size is so susceptible to that type of impact.
Incredible. The only eyewitness I saw, and he was not an eyewitness, he was a sound witness, because he said
he just heard it.
He has a house close by. He said he felt the vibration, and then he said it sounded like an earthquake, and it sounded like an explosion. So
what you got to think about when that impact happens is the extraordinary weight of a container ship.
Tons, I think, something like that.
Even if it's not moving at a great speed, it has got so much potential energy. Because of the weight that is moving, the bridge will never stand a chance against that.
Mm. Now, see, when you say that, I wonder, you know, this can't be the first time a large ship, even a cargo ship, a cargo carrier, has hit a bridge. I think there's got to be some engineering that, I mean, I get the idea that it would do a significant amount of damage, but the idea of hitting one pylon, and I calling it a pylon is not the accurate description.
Structure or footing, I guess.
I don't know my bridge terminology. Mm-hmm. But
the bridge feet.
To hit one of them and then have it take out the entire span set of dominoes, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
They said, I heard on a news conference this morning with the Baltimore officials, they said that this has never happened in Baltimore before, so I'm sure it has happened, but not in Baltimore. But also, it had to do with the design of the bridge. It is the kind of bridge that is reliant on all pieces being together. And when they took out that one piece, that's what caused the massive damage. I hate the phrase perfect storm, but it was almost like a perfect hit to destroy that bridge. And I think that's one of the reasons why they even had FBI there this morning.
Because they thought there was a
terrorism.
Chance.
Yeah.
They're now
saying, said not. They said
before
not.
I came to tape this show, the latest I heard from the overly exuberant national reporter, which makes me want to barf.
Yeah.
When they get excited and they're screaming and you don't need to scream. But he indicated that eyewitnesses said the ship could possibly have had mechanical issues, lights went out and came back on and went out again on the ship prior to the collision. So that's the details of what happened up in Baltimore. The reality and the horror of this situation is that they have no idea how many people. There's a construction crew up on the bridge.
Yes.
They don't know exactly how many cars were on the bridge. That is, in my opinion, a sweet spot as far as a time of mourning. You know, you got probably, although you do have the, you know, the people that are out doing whatever are coming home if they're closing bars.
It is the artery for 95 North and South. If you don't take the Harbor Tunnel, you're going to be on that. You're going to be on that bridge. And one other thing, Mike, that should be said is, I think it lends credence to the malfunctioning ship theory. Is until they get out into the open water, the ship is being piloted by what is known as a pilot, who knows that area, and they specialize in that hunk of water to get it out. So it wasn't
more,
even
more
the captain.
More credence to the fact that it might have been a mechanical
failure. That's what I think, yeah.
Which had to be horrific for everybody involved. The people, at least as we came to tape, were still on that ship. And, this show has a long tail. You'll know more answers about this. So we just wanted to say, you know, what a just stunning tragedy. And to think, you know, it's interesting when you say that type of design, you know, they're all into, well, all bridges are, suspension bridges are, but everything, the idea of being able to bring it down with that impact, it's just, it's weird to say, but I do look forward to hearing about all of the details as to what happened. But that's a close-knit, you know, that's a big little city, in my opinion. It's a close-knit community up there, and it sucks.
But also, don't you think we're past this stuff happening?
Like, you'd like to think so, but then you see the crumbling infrastructure of major cities in America.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it really is, Oscar.
The thing isn't small. The thing is massive.
Yeah, but when you take someone through a major city like Washington, D.C., when they're from out of town and you have to apologize for the way the roads look because of our crumbling infrastructure, you think the bridges are that far behind?
It's a valid point.
No, I think the idea that we could hit a bridge and it could, you know, basically a fender bender and take the whole thing down.
Well, that's what I will be most curious about after we find out. You know, nothing would make me more happy.
The bridge stopped the cargo ship. It's not like it crushed right through like some sort of sailboat on some.
Yeah, you know. And we'll get the close-up pictures of what these pylons look like and where it's connected. But it looked to me that there was an element of suspension on those giant spans. God, it's so fragile when you think about it, man.
It is.
I mean, as somebody who lived down on the eastern shore of Maryland and made his way across the Bay Bridge.
Oh, my God.
I think the largest container ship in the world would hit one of those solid blocks of concrete and not do a damn thing.
You know, I don't know.
I think there was a flimsiness to it.
They weigh so much, though, that bears into it. Even
well,
if
you've seen the Bay Bridge, you know, with that poured concrete that they have.
Yeah, but I mean, still, the ship weighed more than the concrete.
What is this going to mean for the bridge people that are scared of going over bridges?
Carla said to me this morning, don't let Michael see this. It was on, of course, when he came in, and he, you know, he didn't get fazed by it. But it's like, you know, we've done bits on people that, who was the person that was
associated with this? Maddie Masiello.
Maddie hated bridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you now
know,
we
I
know
have to
why.
Say, oh,
yeah.
My God. Oh, my God. You know, it will be what happened to the ship. It will be how many people. And that's the number one thing right now. It's going to be days, I think, before we know the total of how many people.
If you had a cruise, it's canceled.
Out of Baltimore, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be that's right. All the things that just keep piling on to this. And to be honest with you, I think it's going to go recovery and then get that crap out of the water. Those are things I think that can happen relatively quickly compared to the rebuilding of the bridge. But then you're going to have to, redo the bridge, and that's going to affect it. But
years.
There's a lot of commerce that comes in and out of that. You know, if you were waiting for a Toyota, you know, that might be a problem for you.
True.
Right now.
They always get us. It always happens to us. We're like, look, this is what a dealer's going to say. A dealer's going to say, look, prices started coming down, and then that barge, that cargo ship hit the bridge, and you know, unfortunately,
we're going to have to charge you a morning subtax.
Gentlemen,
we have another problem that I'd like to discuss. Certainly, nothing of the magnitude.
Well, that's what we do, Mike. We solve problems.
We solve problems. We're not able to solve that today. However, I have to say, a good long time ago, I was out at an ophthalmologist's office, and I had complained about a red spot on the inside of my eye. Mm-hmm. And he had said to me that this is something that occurs with people that work outside.
Right.
Or are outside a large portion of the day. Well, I 4 to 5 hours, 3 to 4 days a week, I'm outside. And he said, yeah, it's essentially a sunburn on your eye. Mm-hmm. And ever since that time, mm-hmm. I used lubricating drops, and I actually put a steroid in my eye. And then yesterday...
Had you been using lubricating drops prior to this, but not on your eye?
Yes, but not in my eye.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Just a little dab will do you. When Carla wants to play man. That's disgusting.
How did you get a sunburn there?
Gross. I got another sunburn. I got another sunburn.
On your eye?
On my eye. You want to see it?
God.
No.
I've even got a visual aid for you right now. I hope this works.
Okay.
I've rehearsed it.
Okay.
Here we go. It didn't work. I hate
well,
my life.
At least you hoped.
Can you see?
Hold on a second. God damn it.
I feel like a sunburn on your eye would
Oh, maybe if I use the right remote, you stupid
Mike, you can't be expected to spot the remote if you have a sunburned
eye. I want this
eye.
Part edited out because I tried really hard.
Okay.
To do it correctly.
No. All right. That's the social. Are you kidding me? That was so natural.
Well, then if you're going to include, if that's the social, let's see the real one. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
hit the music,
go.
Guys. Here we go.
Better. Oh, my God. Mike, it looks like a bowl of tomato soup. What is going
like
on there?
You have some sort of cataract.
Yeah.
No, it's not a cataract. Thank you very much, but I'll do it again because I like the effect.
That was perfect.
That was.
That
but
was
you know
perfect.
What I wish I had? I wish I had the footage of you
that
earlier
cool.
today practicing that.
It was 5 seconds.
That was cool. You worked it out.
Hours of practice.
You worked it out. You literally
you
worked it out.
Monitor
in real
remote.
Time.
Camera remote.
They're both black.
Same size.
Yes.
They're not just both black. They're the exact same rectangular size.
Where does it say? Where does it say zoom on the television remote?
It doesn't. I don't look at it because I'm looking at you guys. Don't you understand?
But Mike, I understand.
That's what's great.
I understand. This morning, I could not get a call out on my cell phone at all.
Yeah, F you, Rob. F you, Rob. I swear to God. I try to do the, you know, when I do something, I like to rehearse it as many times as I can.
Keep
hours
in places.
I still can't get myself in the right position. I have to freeze. All right, here we go again. Hey, Rob, anytime you mention my eye, that's a
okay.
test on the show today.
Great.
Yeah. I'll have to do that, you know?
Okay,
so,
very good.
You know, we're just concerned about everything.
What
and,
is the
all of
what
our
is the prognosis? Is it the same eye or different eye?
I don't know whether to go up or down.
Oscar brings up a good point. Has it
same
always
eye.
Been, it's always been, is that your left eye?
Same eye, but, you know, as you might have remembered... I'm in between insurance.
Yes.
I'm in
yes.
between insurance companies.
Oh, this is
right.
true.
That's right.
Yeah. I've decided that I'm leaning very strongly towards Humana.
Mm. I don't know about Humana. I don't know enough about it.
Well, I
Mac,
know it keeps
you know anything
you regular.
About Humana?
Only that they exist. I don't know anything beyond that.
What's your insurance company, Mac?
CareFirst.
CareFirst.
You're not with Rich Guy Insurance?
No.
Isn't CareFirst Blue Cross Blue
my
Shield?
My parents, I can't get...
Is that yeah. Blue Cross?
Correct.
That's
what
I am down here.
Yeah,
why do they,
Blue Cross, Blue
why
Cross,
would they
Blue
change Shield. Their name with such a great heritage behind
it's,
it?
It's, a name, it's the name of the company. It's like
it's CareFirst,
Florida Blue,
Blue
is Blue Cross
Blue Shield.
Oh, okay. All right. All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
Are we all Blue Shield families?
No, I'm Cigna.
Oh, how do you like Cigna?
Love it.
Now, let me see if Rob's got the comedy chip, you know, and I'll stand by here. Hey, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
Why do you go with Cigna?
Well, because they provide vision coverage for my eye.
It does
Do
look,
I pass? Do I have the comedy chip?
It does look gross, by the way.
It does. Gross.
Your eye.
But thank God for refresh gel drops. No, it's not really weepy, because if it was weepy, I'd notice it in the morning. But it's
fine. Was it weepy when you found out you didn't have insurance?
By the way, I wore my hat, my red hat.
Yeah, and we're all in hats today. Yeah.
Let me say this, okay? There are three hats that were given out of the entire run of hats. That's how that's how close our margins are. Remember radio stations? We'd throw them out like they were gumdrops. Mm-hmm. You know,
no
these are the
here.
Three free hats. The three principals got three free hats.
Right.
That's it. That's it. Carla didn't even get a hat. And I'm sitting here, and I picked this one, the red one. And I am telling you that my son said to me, when I pulled into the parking lot, to Dad, can you take that hat off? You got another hat up front. I said, why do you want me? He said, Dad, it looks like a MAGA hat.
Oh, no.
He didn't want me to wear
You know what you should have told him? You should have told him you need to wear this hat because it keeps the sun out of
okay, hold on a second. Okay.
Your eyes.
Oh, no. Do you feel like...
He's back on the eye. Okay. I'll deal with the eye.
Does the red one...
The red hat or the red eye?
Not the red eye. The red hat.
See, it's got a T. Like,
from afar,
it does look
like
Trump. Yeah.
It does. Oh, my God.
It does.
No, it I'm does. Squinting, and no. I
Weren't
just
the red hats the last to sell out? They were.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes. They were.
I think that's the reason. I already have a phenomenal idea for the fall for hats.
Like, but you are making like podcasting great best. Again, Mike.
They're... What? By the way, now listen. I know
they're sold out.
I don't often get political. Let me tell you something about Oscar's friends over at the Lincoln Project.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know what Democrats need to win elections? Democrats need Republicans. Republicans or former Republicans like those dudes over at the Lincoln Project.
Good folks, smart folks.
I spent an hour going through all of their videos.
Oh, they're great.
And their videos.
No mercy.
Not just their mercy. No mercy.
Yeah.
And there is one about Phantom of the Opera that is
funny. Fantastic.
As just incredible. You know, don't piss those guys off.
No.
I hope I never piss those guys off. That's for sure.
Again, while we're not being political, kudos to our president, Joe Biden, who commented on a tweet from former President Donald Trump, where Donald Trump said that they had the player guest at his golf course, and that they had
the senior golf championship.
He won both contests.
Joe Biden congratulated
him on such a great accomplishment.
Did he really?
Yes.
That's
he retweeted.
So funny.
Yeah, it was so funny.
That is so funny. You won both. Man, oh, man. Dear leader, there you go. That's incredible. So anyway, I'm going to do the sunglasses today.
Here's the quote. President Joe Biden, congratulations, Donald. Quite the accomplishment.
More of that. I want more of that.
That was great. I love it.
Please do it. All right. So, Rob Spiewak, we're moving along right now.
Please.
And I wanted to ask you, yesterday Oscar and I were concerned about your zeal to just run up to a concert where someone had offered you tickets without any vetting.
This is revisionist history.
That's exactly what happened.
No, you were upset that I hadn't replied yet.
We were concerned that you weren't going to.
Are you going to meet this guy prior? Are you going to do some extreme vetting? What's the story? He said, no, I was just going to go up to the concert.
Well, here's what I wrote him yesterday as soon
correct
as we keep the
I'm
mics
wrong,
off.
Which is what you were going to do, correct? If all things had been equal and we hadn't given you the grief, you want to go see the show so bad. What's the show again?
No. It's Jeff Lynne and ELO's Farewell
Tour. ELO, great show. Yeah.
And you know what? I wasn't going to do that. That's what I envisioned it would go, how it would go. Because I'm not going to pick the guy up. We're not going to meet. Anyway, so I wrote,
you were going to meet at the show.
Yeah, but
that was my theory. That was in theory. That's
so
what I was
you
gonna
are
do.
Confirming our assumption, and that's why we were concerned that you weren't going to do some background.
Well, what happened is yesterday. No matter what I said, I got yelled at. But
you
this is
you
how
we were concerned
no,
for you.
No, it's true.
No,
it is.
No, Robbie.
No,
Robbie,
Mike.
You are overblowing it. This is your passive aggressive.
No, Oscar, I'll be aggressive here. Oscar said, why haven't you replied to him yet? He's going to give those tickets to another person. Yes. He's going to think you're not interested. So by not getting back to him, by playing it a little cool, that wasn't the right move. But I envisioned if it happened, we would meet there. But this is what I wrote the guy.
Can I interrupt
yesterday.
You first?
Please.
Though?
I wish Please. You would.
The issue was multifold.
Yes, right? it was an onion.
These are the three, and the reason you got yelled at about everything is because you made several mistakes in this equation. All right, mistakes that I would never do if I was president. No, mistakes that were as follows: A, not vetting the person.
Right,
doing no research without contacting them, none whatsoever. B, not doing all of this if you were interested in the show in a timely manner,
yes.
Including if you had vetted him, getting back to him within a couple of hours, which
right.
is what I would have done if it was something I really wanted to, you know, attend. And B, today coming in here and blaming. What the hell was that? I just heard something.
We didn't
like,
hear anything.
Oh, you're haunted.
Dog howling. Anyway, so that's what.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what it is.
What is it?
Scared me. That's just the whole bridge thing's got me a little weirded
I understand.
Out, you know, it's just
so,
a trash truck outside.
I wrote to the gentleman, and I did vet him yesterday as soon as we
what
finished.
What did you find out?
I went through and I went onto Facebook. I could not really determine what his name was.
Great effort.
Wait a second, he's right, because all you had was a weird email.
A weird email. Now, he said his name was Paul. I searched all of my friends named Paul on Facebook. What was that, Mike?
Huh?
I saw you do something. What were you doing with your finger?
I didn't do anything.
You did something. And you would see it, too, if you used your eye.
Okay, hold on a second.
Here.
Very good.
And we stand.
What?
No,
stand.
I hit the wrong You oh caught me by surprise.
Jesus Christ.
No, of course you went to
this
Facebook.
This show's falling apart.
Well, I mean, that's my social media. And okay. I don't have a last name for him, so I searched all my Facebook friends named Paul, and no one came up living in Herndon.
But Rob,
all I know is that he's Paul from Herndon.
I would just drop his email address into Facebook, and then the email address associated with that profile, if there is one, would pop up.
I didn't know you could do that. That's very brilliant.
Fair enough.
Okay? But I did write to the guy.
He was insincere when he said very brilliant.
No.
I thought most people could do that.
No.
That was PA.
No. What's that?
That was PA.
It was not passive aggressive.
PA.
Yeah, just call me Paul. I'm Paul. Howdy, Paul.
Well, I thought it was.
I get it.
Hey, you know, Oscar, how I could have researched him?
How?
Is on my iPhone.
So dumb.
Anyway, so I wrote to the guy.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Oh.
No.
Are we done?
I hit the... I'm such a bad boy.
I wrote to the guy. I said, hi, Paul from Herndon, because
yes.
That's all I know. So nice of you to think of me. I'd love to go and see Jeff Lynne's farewell. As you may have guessed, I'm a big fan. Are we Facebook friends, by the way? Either way, shoot me your phone number so we can chat. I look forward to it. And again, thank you for your generosity. I sent that at, let's see, I can give you the exact time, 12:01 yesterday.
A.M.?
No. Right after the show, 12:01 p.m., right afternoon.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I
thought it might have been midnight.
No. And then, Mike, when I woke up this morning, I was very pleased to report no reply.
So you think he's just duping you?
Either that or he is, maybe he's not real big on replying to email.
Maybe he moved on.
He could have moved on, and that would be a sod. That would be sod.
Because you were too... You were too slow.
I saw.
Yeah.
I saw with
and overly eager after being too slow.
That you were both.
I'm not.
Yes, I couldn't have missed him anymore.
You were overeager and you didn't vet him, but then you were too slow in general.
Yeah.
To move.
I think it all worked out though, because if I'm not mistaken, Rob, because I get CC'd on your emails, I'm not proud of that. Hopefully one day that will stop. That you're getting new friend applications trickling in.
Occasionally.
Yeah, I saw one or two yesterday within my email chain that came to Rob that said, "Hi, sober listener here." You have a bunch of sober friends coming
through.
Well,
sober friends do, they reach out, and I think that's one of their big selling points, yeah, is that they're sober.
Yeah.
And I also got a lot of lovely responses from when I talked about
the 2 years.
Correct. But none of them want to be my friends. They
but
just
I have
were
to say this.
Thank you.
I want to ask you this because you so eloquently. What did I miss? I missed something. What did he say?
They just none of the sober listeners that are congratulating him on his 2 years of sobriety want to be his friend. They're just congratulating him.
Yeah, it was essentially like sending a thank you card. Not even that.
You.
It was more like a welcome to the neighborhood card. It was so noncommittal.
Never
All right, let me say what I want to say.
Okay,
after your eloquent description of your journey and getting
right.
sober and what you're doing, do you and this is a legitimate question, do you like the idea, is the idea legit to you of finding people that are in similar situations that
for me it's
could
not
be your
even
friends?
For me the sobriety is really not a factor. I mean, I love the fact that people reach out and they say it, but if we go out to dinner and they have a beer, I can have a soda. I can
so
have
it
a
doesn't
glass of water.
Really matter.
It doesn't really matter. No, okay. Not to me. Right. I went to a...
I think there are people that it matters to and people that it doesn't matter to.
On Saturday, I went to a party. My buddy John, his dog Frankie, just turned 15, is a pug.
A little... Oh, is he gray?
Oh, like a... Looks like a dust bunny.
Looks like like a Burl Ives.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Silver and gold.
But they did a party.
Little face.
They did a party just based. It was an excuse to have a party for this dog. Mm-hmm. And Frankie's a good dog, and they got him a taco costume. Cute. And they served tacos, which were fantastic. And everyone was having margaritas, and I was having a soda. And it was fine. I had a great time. So
you handle that. I know you're around us. I know you handle it.
Yeah.
So that's
so.
That's cool.
And you handled me. Handled me for many years. That's the least I can do.
Well, you were never anything but. I mean, I think that there. Really, I didn't think you. You weren't like me.
You were, but
I certainly behaved more badly than any of the three of us when we were together.
You were gone for 10 years almost. You've been in Florida for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't have to handle Rob.
You didn't have to handle the
after
headers.
Like our drinking shows on the air. Not even during the pandemic, pre-pandemic, like in.
Oh, so he had
Rob
to be handled?
Was a handful.
Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it got progressively.
It got
more
worse.
Intense.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, and then once I got the handling myself being drunk together, then my liver gave out. So if it's one thing,
how
it's another.
Dare you?
Yeah, that's
it's
when
always
you when
something
you, when you took your final fall.
You do. You do.
You decided to move it on into the house.
It's hard.
Right.
It's hard to realize. And this is. It's funny because even saying it seems so strange.
Yeah.
That we haven't done a show together in the same room with Mike, the three of us, for almost a decade. No, a decade.
Yeah.
Does it feel
That's
like
true.
A decade?
And that would be in the studio in Georgetown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, guess what?
What?
We're up on a break.
No, but does it feel like a decade to you, Mike?
No.
It feels like just yesterday we were Manassas trying to figure out how to use webcams.
I feel that way.
Right?
And it really... My son this morning wakes up and crawls into my lap, and he's sitting there watching the news with me. And I look down at his legs.
Yeah.
And his legs are as big as my legs.
Yeah.
They are... He is like an athletic...
Yeah.
10-year-old who
to
is growing rapidly.
Mike, to be fair, you have been skipping leg day.
Ah.
But
that
you
subject's
but
coming
you, Mike,
up way too much.
You
lately.
I have my last picture with you in the big studio in your house is with holding Michael he is the size of a cashew peanut. Like just hold you're holding him in your hands.
I love cashew peanuts.
And then but it just blew by.
Yeah.
I know. I know. It's like the blink of an eye. It's and you know what? I had this thought just before we go to break. I'll throw this in since I was no, I'm going to save it. I'm dealing with 65 just around the corner.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of moving parts with that.
Right.
All right. And I have an interesting take on exactly what Oscar was talking about with that old clock on the wall. moving. And I think you'll enjoy that. But we have to do a roundtable before that. And,
Mike, you know what John Tesh would say?
Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh.
He would say, the days are long, but the years are short.
Aye.
Funny.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, you started it again. Don't start it again.
No. What you want, Mike, is this. Kill that music, and we can go right to this, and all is well.
Thank you.
A little tight on the shot there, Pachango. I am
confused. Well, the days of wanting a board opera have set sail. I'm trying to do five different things. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box, shall we?
Call me Paul.
Just like us. Hey, Paul. Come on. Hey, Paul.
Ah!
Axe. Anyway, Legacy Box, you're going to love it. Spring cleaning is upon us. There's one meaningful box you don't throw away. It's the stuff that has all your photos and your videotapes and all the stuff in your closet filled with your family's stuff and the memories. Preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, your film, your pictures, slides. Send it off. You'll get back what you need on a thumb drive or on the cloud. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure that your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. It's simple, affordable, and they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, Rob can see Julia pre-tattoos and Robert III before he was 12 feet tall.
True.
Yay for Legacy Box. Check protecting your memories off your spring cleaning to-do list with Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer.
Hey, look at the Kraken. He offered concert tickets, then took them away.
Hello, wow, Kraken.
Incredible.
Hello, Kraken, buddy.
We start the roundtable, and Mac, I do second what Oscar texted you. So please, if you can do that, pop that up anytime. You know, we just, as a matter of fact, we'll reference it throughout the show because it's such a terrible, terrible, terrible day for the city of Baltimore with the entire collapse of one of the largest bridges in the city, the Francis Scott Key, probably the largest bridge in the city, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Here it is here. Being hit by the container ship, and you'll see what happens after it is hit. The entire structure, that is a massive mile-and-a-half-long bridge that collapses into the Patapsco River outside of Baltimore. And
you know what it looks like? It looks like when they implode a building, like in Las Vegas, where they have all those precisely placed
you couldn't
explosions.
Bring it down anymore effectively.
No, it's just amazing the way it happened.
Let's turn to something a little bit lighter, but nonetheless serious. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know that name, right? Yes, you do. Arnold Schwarzenegger had surgery last Monday to become a little bit more of a machine. He got a pacemaker put in.
Mm.
He is 76 years old. In case you forgot, he has a bicuspid aortic valve.
Yes.
What's that, a tooth in there? How does that
work? No, it's a flaw in his heart.
He previously had open heart surgery in 97 to have his pulmonary and aortic valves replaced. But since they don't last forever, he had to get one replaced in 2018 and the other in 2020. Arnold says he needed the pacemaker because the scar tissue from his last surgery had been giving him an irregular heartbeat the last few years. He says he's doing great. And by the end of last week, he was with Jane Fonda, another senior citizen, at an environmental event. He said, quote, "I can't do my serious training in the gym for a while, but I will be 100% ready for FUBAR Season 2 next month."
Well, at least he's ready for it.
FUBAR Season 1 was great.
It was okay. Fortune. I think it fell apart towards the end. It started very strong.
This is what I think we're spoiled.
Well, good.
Netflix gives us so many great shows that if something's not perfect, we're like, it didn't really work till the end. It's basically free for the amount of money we pay for Netflix.
It is. Yeah, I guess you're right. So we'll watch it. Hey, Arnold, is it true that your pacemaker was built by BMW?
I just wanted to say, Oscar, thank you for the rave review. Rob.
Welcome, Governor.
Yes.
I wish you to go back and watch the things
the
that
FUBAR?
We did with the FUBAR. And,
Schwarzenegger's on my list. Like, if I saw him and he was like, hey, Oscar, I'm having a bad day. Do you mind just with me? I think I'd have to do it.
I'll
hop on the washing machine, Oscar.
I'll be flying into DC tonight.
Homes belonging to Sean Diddy Combs in LA, New York, and Miami were raided by the Department of Homeland Security yesterday. They won't say anything except that it's part of an ongoing investigation. That's not good. Diddy has been hit with numerous sexual misconduct allegations and lawsuits recently for crimes including rape, sex trafficking, and sex with a minor. One of his victims was former girlfriend Cassie. Diddy settled with her without admitting guilt, but after yesterday's raids, her attorney said, quote, hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct.
Wow.
TMZ. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Look, there's been so much smoke around this, this story. The fact that the FBI raided two homes at one point screams something was about to get destroyed. Mm-hmm. And, but like evidence. And if it comes to light that this guy is being taken down, it would be one of the biggest stories in show business.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really. And I guess it involves perhaps sex trafficking, which is just, ugh, God almighty, how horrible is that?
We'll have to wait and see. If it happens, there's one guy who would be happy is Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon. Get him off the front page.
Yes.
Because he's dealing with some bad times right now.
What did he do?
Oh, haven't you seen or heard about the documentary?
This is so...
Quiet on
the guy
set?
That was like abusing people on the set of Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues.
The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, all that. More
Nickelodeon.
Like that. iCarly. Yeah, Nickelodeon.
I thought it was Blue's Clues.
That's a different dude.
No. Different guy. Different
is that
guy.
Another abusive situation?
Wasn't there something going on with the former?
I saw Steve.
Well, Steve just came out. Now, Nickelodeon, Blue's Clues was under the Nickelodeon umbrella. Steve released a video saying, are you okay? Because this has really mixed up a lot of people.
So it's related in a way.
But it's extraordinarily triggering. But especially for people that have kids my age that grew up around all these shows. If you watch this documentary, I think it's on Max. It's called Quiet Set.
Watch it.
And it's horrifying.
Oh, boy.
And poor Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, who's finally coming clean to what was done to him. It's heartbreaking.
Well, back to Diddy. TMZ has some pictures and video from two of the raids, including a shot of Diddy's sons. Doesn't say how old they are. Justin and King in handcuffs.
Nobody's King!
Saying that. God. Hi. Let go of me.
Why are the handcuffs? They hurt, right?
Can you loosen them a bit? Please. King.
King Combs.
King Combs.
He's a good boy, King Combs.
There we go. Nobody's saying they did anything wrong, though. Cops could have done it as a precaution during the
raids. We'll see what happens to
we'll
King.
We'll see what happens. Here's something you probably didn't know about The Price is Right.
Oh, okay.
They're totally prepared in the event that a contestant's bladder goes rogue.
Oh, no.
Former producer, remember this guy, the Jeopardy guy, Mike Richards?
That guy, yeah. The guy that hosted Jeopardy for a week, right?
He said they had a system in place in case someone peed their pants. He said he never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweatpants.
Oh.
Just in case. Oh, another lady from Samoa has wet her petty.
Well, you know, it could have been a Diane. She got older before she stopped being a
Diane tell you now, Diane Parkinson was never incontinent. That's what it meant to me.
Thank you, Bob.
Richard's also produced Jeopardy, and you might remember him as Alex Trebek's replacement for an hour. Yeah. He got removed because of stuff he'd previously said, and also some wrongful termination and sexual harassment lawsuits from models during his time on Price.
Does Jeopardy have piss protocol?
I'm not sure. Let's take a look at Ken Jennings. Yes, sirree.
Oh, stay behind the podium, Ken.
My God, that gray suit has got a big dark stain on it. Trader Joe's just upped the price of a single banana. Come, Mr. Trader Joe, trade me banana. Daylight, come and me one go home. They did it by more than 20%. They've been selling bananas for 19 cents a piece since 2001, God bless them. And it's something they brag about. The displays say stuff like, same price for... I'm still Bob Barker.
Is it Bob Barker doing Trader Joe's?
Same price for 20 years running. But they just upped it to 23 cents. That is a 21% increase, but it's also just 4 cents more. So who cares? Trader Joe's. I don't like Trader Joe's.
Why don't you like it? I love Trader Joe's.
I don't. It always looks like if I went in there, it would smell like feet.
Julia loves it because of their gluten and dairy free offerings. They make very good jelly.
Smells like feet.
Yeah.
It's just why? It's because it's so casual.
No, it'd be like people with smelly feet and nose piercings.
Yeah, Mike, don't you think it's it looks a little too organic?
Yeah, so and then the and then too much frozen stuff when you go in with this organic image, and then everything they have is in these big deep freeze aisles. You know, I don't want a piece of organic tilapia that's been in there for 6 months. You know, give me a break.
But how much would you pay for it
if the price is right? There you go. Finally, Rebel Wilson has revealed the identity of the quote massive a-hole who's been trying to stop her from writing him about him in her upcoming book, Rebel Rising. Mm. And are you ready for who it is?
I'm over here now.
No, it's not Dice Clay.
Oh,
I
thought it might be Dice.
It's Borat himself, Sacha Baron Cohen. Mm.
Oh, no.
They worked together in the 2016 comedy The Brothers Grimsby, and obviously she did not enjoy it. As for the book, which is scheduled to come out next Tuesday, she says, quote, I will not be bullied or silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. For the record, Sasha is denying her claims. His rep, sorry about that, says, quote,
while we appreciate the importance of speaking out, these demonstrably false claims are la 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 la.
These false claims are directly contradicted by extensive detailed evidence, including contemporaneous documents, film footage, and eyewitness accounts from those present before, during, and after the production of The Brothers Grimsby. In an interview a decade ago, Rebel said Sasha was constantly harassing her on the set, doing stuff like trying to make her get naked, and in one scene, he even tried to make her stick a finger up his butt.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Don't know. They actually compromised by having her slap his naked buttocks.
Okay, that's a good compromise. That's a win-win.
There's that. I would arrange this. What I would say to them would be, I want to see who's telling the truth. Get them both in a room and have them look me right in the eye. Take a short break, everyone. Clarice. Have your lamb stop crying. We've got more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Did Mac ever find the picture of the car Oscar wanted to see?
I don't think he's...
No, I have it.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for keeping the secret.
Thank you very much. Thanks for keeping the secret.
You must never tell.
Keep it to yourself, Mac.
That's right. Close to the vest.
Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol's drug-free, whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping, and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Thanks to Nutrafol, Oscar is seeing thicker hair, and the sexuality is palpable, even though he's got it under a hat this morning. He's seeing the thicker hair. It's wonderful. Look out, ladies. Rawr. For a limited time, look at that. Look at that hair. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Oscar, you're a car person.
Yes.
I've been searching quite a bit because my wife's lease is up in August.
Now we should be clear: this is the lease on the car, not the wife.
Not her.
Right.
That's it. It's over. She's leaving. I have looked at every car imaginable. I have looked at everything from Chevys to Subarus to BMWs to Bentleys that are like 400 years old with 100,000 miles on them. I've looked at so much, and I have even contemplated holding on to this car, which I've run the miles up a little over the lease, because the depreciation factor is so significant that it might be I'm kind of fond of the car, but I don't think I'm going to do that. Oscar's always looking at
cars. Have you looked at Kia?
Before you bring up my Facebook Marketplace dream ride, will you please bring up I'm glad you brought this up, Mike, the Buick Envista. What do you know about the Buick Envista?
I've seen them.
The last time I drove a Buick was a Lucerne. It was a rental car. And you know what?
I like the Enclave. Nice. I had it as a rental. I had an Enclave.
Mm-hmm. The Buick Envista.
It's amazing the Buick is still around.
I agree with you. We were watching the Iowa-West Virginia game yesterday, my father and I. Mm-hmm. And this commercial came up. And he said, El Buick, sigue vive. And then we pulled up this review from Motor Trend. It starts at $22,000, and you can get the top of the line guy for $31,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite reasonable the car right there. Yeah,
that's a Buick.
Wow. Yeah, but I happen to have a big fat book that I keep next to my toilet. And the big fat book
is it a journal?
It's the Consumer Reports 2024 automobiles. If you give me 1 second,
yes,
I'm going to go get it.
I'd love to hear more about this.
I think it's in there, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah,
the Envista.
Now
I will be right back.
Yeah, I'm going to let that slide that he said I. The wheels are beautiful on it,
isn't it, Mac? That's a Buick.
That does not look Buick-y at all.
What is a Buick supposed to look like?
It's supposed to look like an old man
car. Type in Buick 1981 LeSabre.
That's perfect. Because
my father had that. Yeah. That's why he was drawn to
it. Did he buy it because in his language it meant the sword?
No, I don't think he had that. Show the world what a LeSabre looks like, please.
Yeah. That's a classic.
He had a blue one, big analog clock. That was it.
It's like a Caprice with slightly more dynamic lines, but not really. I'm sure it's the same under the hood. And if that's a two-door or a four-door, I can't make it out.
Four-door.
Okay, good.
No, yeah. This is a two-door.
We're all blown.
This photo is a two-door.
With a huge door. Yeah. A 4,000-pound door. Yeah, and then it's got those old man wheels, the bespoke wheels. And
he had that his weekend car.
Did he not like his weekends?
No, he was funny. It was so strange. He had a, what is it?
Look how thin Mike is.
He had a.
Speaking of nice lines.
Yeah, look at him. He's finally wearing clothes now that fits.
Here's his ass.
nice. He had a Jaguar XJ12.
Yeah.
Vander Plus, something like that. I don't know. That was his daily car.
But the Jag would seem to be the weekend.
No, that was his daily go-to.
But he could fit the whole family in a LeSabre.
This is Mac asked what an old Buick used to look like, and then now go to the new picture.
Yeah, the Envista.
The Envista.
Envista. I'm guessing.
I like that you're still tactile with your media, Mike.
I was sitting at the. Oh, I just hit my thing.
What'd you do?
I hit the wrong button.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. You know. All right. Yeah, that is good looking car right there.
Yeah, let's see how it's
for you. Four-door crossover, we should describe it. It looks to me
Mercedes or a Lexus.
I was going to say the Tiguan. It looks like a Volkswagen Tiguan, which is also the Porsche.
Did you guys lose me?
No, we're here.
No, we've got you.
Okay, just checking. All right.
Okay.
It looks solid as a rock.
So I gave you digital. Love it. I love that you can just pull up a YouTube video and show my old man a full review on a car.
Yeah.
And then he immediately goes into...
Are you dissing me for having this magazine?
No, I said you have a tactile approach to life.
I don't have a tactile approach to life. I look up reviews online as well, you
Mike,
punk.
He was being PA. He was PA right there.
God, I just happened to see this in the grocery store.
I love that you still use a phone book, Mike. I think that's so great.
Shut up, Rob. You don't pile on.
No, I'm telling you what he did. I'm the most tactile of us all.
I still buy
compact discs.
All right, let me see if there's an index.
So my dad goes, and he's like, I wonder what the import to Bolivia is for a Buick, because they have... Because they have...
They deliver it by drone,
right? Is it called
right?
an Envision?
Invista.
Invista.
Oh, wait a minute.
And he says...
Because
the tariff...
It's an E. It starts with an E.
Yeah, I know it starts with an E, Mac. I don't need on too, for Christ's sake.
I'll be over here,
Mike,
if you need me.
Listen carefully. B-U-I-C-K.
I have in this magazine the Enclave, the Encore, and the Envision.
Yeah, so the Envista may be a little too new for the tactile approach at the moment.
Damn it.
God, Oscar, you are
God,
such a dick.
I went into the bathroom to get this. And I
He's
get all my reviews.
Such a
I get,
dick. All my reviews come from the bathroom.
No, I look at cars. All right.
So my father looked at the tariffs for a Buick Envista into La Paz,
yes.
Bolivia.
Yes.
They have 100% tariff on this vehicle. So
they'd have to double the price
to get it in.
No wonder they're selling them for 19. Or whatever.
22, though. I think that's a steal.
Yeah, it is. Even at 44, it's not bad.
Right now. All right.
The
recall alert.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Envista.
No.
There is one. By the way, Oscar's right. They are the 2024 Buick Envista. Base MSRP range is $22,000 to $28,000. That's a deal.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the first take? The 2024 Envista expands the Buick line with a small, stylish model that morphs elements together from a car and an SUV, blah, 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 blah.
Crossover.
But it's not without compromises, Oscar.
Mm. Yeah, Oscar.
That's what they say here. Not without compromise, as we have found in our initial time with our test car. The Envista is offered a blah, 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 blah. They tell you
get
what
a little
engine. At. I got to go down here. Impressions. There we are.
Oh,
the Envista has straightforward control. Thank you for telling me that's good. I appreciate that. The Envista has straightforward controls for the climate system with a combination of dials and physical buttons. These are easy to interpret. Okay.
Tactile.
So that's good. There are some quirks with the infotainment center. Like having to select from the center screen. They all bitch about that.
Yeah.
The slightly elevated seat is appealing, for it's higher than traditional sedans, but lower than most SUVs. The front seats are firm with a flat back.
Great for old people. Right. Getting in and out.
They go into great detail, which
it's got a 1.8
consumer
liter.
Report. You know, they want to keep you reading. So that's why they say overview. Well, you think that's it. No, you want consumer reports.
Mike, they're not out to get you. They're just writing an article.
Let's see. All right. The Envista employs a 137 horsepower, 1.2 liter turbocharged three cylinder engine.
Three
six-speed automatic transmission. You can mow the backyard with it.
I was going to say, if great in flat terrain.
The chief the chief reason to buy a small car with a three-cylinder engine is fuel economy. The Envista's EPA-rated 30 miles per gallon combined. This seems like a solid estimate. They said that. Most common descriptor in our logbook for the handling is mundane.
Oh.
The steering is isolated and rubbery, though it turns well. Body roll is well controlled, becoming more pronounced at higher speeds.
We'll
the general
see about
sense
that.
is that agility is not among its virtues.
Mm. Mike, I hate to reuse a sound effect, but here comes the Invista.
The back seat has good leg room and space to tuck feet under the front seats, but realistically, only two adults will comfortably fit there. Headroom is limited. Many buyers are likely to miss out on the convenience of having the volume and station skip buttons behind the steering wheel because they are not labeled. Interacting with the trip computer is fussy, though the center screen...
What's this do?
If you just need a car from A to B, though, this is great. And stylish.
It looks Invista, best.
The Invista shines in terms of features for the buck, such as wireless Apple CarPlay, heated seats, steering wheel, and all the latest active safety features, which all can be had for under $27,000.
The heated seats are especially effective when the engine bursts into flames because you're driving 60 miles an hour on a three-cylinder.
Mm. Oh, hold on. Uh-oh. Of course, those discerning customers demanding a more sophisticated driving experience, nicer fit and finish, and a more comfortable and quiet cabin should look elsewhere.
So. Oscar, yes. It's a bad idea to buy this car.
Well, I'm not going to buy it. I just thought Mike could buy it.
Thank you.
I would. No, I don't want to buy that. Okay.
Can you imagine Mike after a week trying to find the station skip button? He'd be out of his mind.
You know my car that I drive that you guys saw that I drove down here, the Beamer?
Yeah.
Get that for the same amount of money now.
Really?
Depreciation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that doesn't have a three-cylinder, does it?
No, it's got a four-cylinder, not much more, but it's got a great engine for a four-cylinder.
That's a wonderful car.
What about your BMW?
Yeah, so the 91, you can go ahead and pull that up. I graduated.
Only 34 years old,
96 from high school. Uh-huh. So 91 is when you start like thinking about what you want to drive. And around that age, there was the Highline BMW, which is the sports car. And this 8 Series, which was the coupe, for those of you that are into cars, was the dream car. Like, that was the most expensive BMW you could buy. It's a two-door. It's beautiful. And I'm on Facebook Marketplace, and someone in Rockville is selling it for $15,000. And I said, there's no way that car is worth $15,000 still. But apparently it is.
Is that got pop-up headlights?
Yes.
Wow. And cool. A good-looking trunk. You know, Oscar, that would be a good car to buy, and you could listen to What's Up, Doc? Can We Rock? By the Foo Schnickens in that car.
It looks like it's rather well preserved.
Yeah, I like seeing older vehicles that are not just preserved, but you remember when we were younger and you're like, if I could ever afford that car, and now, you know, you technically can afford that car. You're like, should I get that car? Yeah.
You would be, and I'm sure you look all the time, but if you go on like Car Gurus, and it is stunning what certain cars depreciate for if you count their sticker price. It's mind-blowing, really, that to pick up certain cars. But you still, I mean, to get a supercar, it would be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars you get off the sticker price, but it's still, you know, money that most people can't afford to spend.
My father recently picked up what I would call a supercar, this original MSRP was $192. Because they had the sticker price, the sticker in the glove, whoever had it.
Sure.
And he picked it up for under six figures. And it just baffles me how within the span of 4 years, you could lose, you know, six figures on a car.
Because the people want the shiny.
It's wild.
What is the percentage when you drive off the lot? It's like immediately 10%, right? Just for buying
that's
a car.
Not it's more than that for a lot of vehicles now. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, it's incredible.
Oscar, but I wouldn't trust this car.
I'm not going to buy it. I just thought it was. It called. If I had just FU money and I had a three car garage, I would have been like, it'll be fun to drive.
So, Mike, let's go back to your 91.
If you're mechanically inclined, it's cool to get a car like that because you can check it out.
Work on it. You can modify it.
There's this guy. He's out of Florida that I watch him online. I forgot what the guy's name is, but he buys like beat to crap Ferraris and stuff like that, and he works on them. It's special. You were going to say something, Rob, before.
Yeah, I was going to ask you real quick. If this is Oscar's dream car, 91, that was when you were a senior in high school?
No, I was a freshman.
Oh, okay, so he was just in high school. What was the dream car for the generation of yours that, when you were in high school? Like, what would be a dream car?
Me?
Yeah. Like, Oscar has lusted after this for years.
I know that my mom and dad let me have one, and it was still the hot car of the day, the Model T. It was really fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
No, you
all the parts were interchangeable.
You probably were like a Mustang Fastback, right?
Cougar XR7, driven by my old man. It was fantastic. And my, what did my sister drive? A Mercury Capri.
Oh, and it was made of solid gold. La la la.
Hi, Kathy. Have fun in Hawaii. that was so mean. Are you to finally get down to the weight? Are you to finally get down to the weight?
That must be a typo.
I'm trying to figure out what word would go there.
Are you ready?
Are you
ready to get?
Are you? Oh, you put ready. You put two instead of ready.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Are you ready to finally get down to the weight you've always wanted? I'm sorry, I had the cranial cramp there. Let's go. Yeah, probably read it 15,000 times. DermGlowSkin.com is the ultimate destination for. I don't want to read the commercial. I want to tell you that today.
Just tell us.
Today, 85 pounds today. Started the journey at.
When you stood up, you look skinny.
326. 326. And I go, by the way, I go by my all time high back in the day. That's okay. What I'm measuring, all right? Yeah, it was a long time between 326 and the 10 pounds at 316. And then I started up in earnest, so I'm counting it.
You should. Right?
Take it upstairs. You got a problem with that? Take it upstairs to the fat man. 241 today. I'm about to move into the, you know, the 230 range, which is one step closer to the 220 range, which is college. It's weird. But
can you stand
as
up
my
real
son
quick?
Pointed out to me.
And shake your ass?
Don't do that. Come on. Yeah, look how skinny he is. And those pants are loose on him.
They are.
That's crazy. Good for you.
Good. I feel good, except for this. Experienced doctors. All you do is go to hit the
take
weight loss
the
button.
Compliment, Mike.
Thank you. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. Click on the weight loss button, and teehee, be like me, and really, it rocks my world. How I wrote a post about it today that it's a feeling of peacefulness. It's a feeling of. Self-satisfaction that allows you to relax and enjoy things I never enjoyed. I never enjoyed walking into a store because I always felt like a fat guy.
Yeah.
And I'm still a bit of a fat guy. I am. I'll be honest with you. And I gotta, I'm at that point now where I gotta, tone up what's left of the skin. That's the way I would look at it. But man, oh man, 85 pounds? Never in my wildest dreams did I think. Thank
but
you.
Don't you also feel like you have a new lease on life?
I feel totally.
This
like
is not
I
a commercial. It's just I see my mom. She's got more energy. She's happier.
I feel younger.
Well, think about younger. This, Mike. And I've used this comparison.
You turn
before.
That off for a minute. It's driving me out of my mind.
I can use this I've used this comparison before. When you started all this, you were. When you woke up in the morning every day carrying 17 bags of sugar around with you, always.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
think about how that wears you down. I don't even think about certain
things anymore. And I'm sitting there with this dinosaur next to me, this CPAP machine that looks like something out of the 1800s next to me. And I'm wondering, I still have the fear. I still have the fear of the backslide. I really do. You don't lose that overnight because that's a lifetime we're talking about here. But at the same time, I am dedicated to this program. And
do you ever worry about with all the weight loss? Do you ever worry about your eye?
What?
I say, Mike O'Mara, do you ever worry about your eye, your left eye?
No, yes. Hit the button. Two buttons. It's gotten worse.
The eye has gotten worse or the effect?
Yes, the eye's gotten worse. The eye's terrible.
It has. It looks a little bit like an American flag.
I want to go back to that doctor. I don't like him.
Dr. Polk?
No, he's just not. He's dickish. I don't want to deal with him. I really don't.
You get the, you know, you could scrape it off if you want. You could, you know, do that, you know, scrape off the surface of my eye. But it's like, you know, everybody has this once in a while. You know that kind of doctor, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
With that. All right.
Dermglow.
Oh, yeah, dermglow.com. Thank you. I have to finish the commercial. Let's see. It's like a life-changing, game-changer, 5 stars. Everybody loves it. Go to dermglowskin.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have God, we've run out of time already on the show. We got to get to this right away. Oh, my God, we're running so late today. I'm running late. Oh, my God. All right. What do I want to talk? Restaurants requiring deposit.
Yes.
Two minutes. Go.
All right. There is a new trend that restaurants are requiring non-refundable deposits when you make a reservation because they want to make sure you honor your reservation. Have you ever made a reservation and just blown it off?
Yeah, sure.
So yeah. It's funny you bring this up. Two reservations ago, one was at Nobu in D.C. that if you didn't, if you didn't post, they would charge you.
Expensive.
They would charge you $100 a person. And then the one in Boston was at a sake place in Boston just this past day off this app called Resy. They said that if we didn't post, it'd be $50 a person. So it's a commonplace thing now.
Look, here's the way I look at it. Usually, smaller table spaces. It's a budgeting issue for high-end restaurants. You know, you do a no-show, they're not going to get somebody off the street that's going to fill that table. It just doesn't happen that often. So I get it.
They take a page from, vacation homes or resorts or hotels. They'll do the same thing. But I just had never heard about it in restaurants before, as the older folks say.
At O'Mara's, if you were a no-show, the next time you would come in, we'd have you clean the ladies' room at the end of a Friday night. Thank you.
The weird thing was how many people in Manassas would purposely not show.
Yeah, those were creepy people, Rob.
I know.
Those were the guy, the one dude, you know, stiffed us 3 times just because he wanted to be in the ladies' room at 2:30 in the morning.
What a creep.
We'll be right back. Fuel your peak performance with 4Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. 4Wellness, founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. It is a game-changing performance coffee supplement. Just put it in your coffee. Elevate your brew with just one scoop. Tastes good, too. For enhanced focus, reduced caffeine jitters, increased collagen and fat-burning support, 4Wellness makes it easy to integrate high-quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Unleash your full potential with 4Wellness, because your body and mind deserve the best. So, if you drink coffee, it's time to give 4Wellness a try. Head to 4Wellness.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4Wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. It's as easy as
hello. That.
Roll over. Rolling.
Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
I don't hear a lot of bad things about The Rock, you know, as far as being a good guy, being out there. And I didn't realize this. Apparently, like John Cena, he is often one to honor Make-A-Wish requests.
Okay.
And, you know, as a kid who had cancer, it means a lot to me when they do this, especially if they don't make a big deal about it. He recently found out that there was a kid between 2 and 3 years old in Hawaii that has a brain dysfunction, and she really wanted his character from Moana to sing to her. And he went out of his way, and he does a great job. He's such a good guy.
Kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed a meal and I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that mean mini Maui just tick-a-tick-tock. Ha, 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 ha. Hey! Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome. Wonderful.
Thank you, Mac.
World,
thing, he did not release that. And that's like a 10-minute video that the family put out. And when someone who is a star of his magnitude takes the time to do something like that, I think it means a lot. So I say hear, hear to the Rock.
I always told you, Rob.
I know, you did.
You called it, yeah.
One of the biggest stars of the day.
You certainly did.
I was driving my Model T.
How about, speaking of automotives, I love when little kids present as like really older people. They have like old souls. I want you to look at this little kid. It looks like it's like a lawn and garden show talking about tractors. It's a lawn tractor, but talking about tractors, this 8-year-old with the salesman. He's like your grandpa.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe this one's 72 inches.
So that's nice.
About 6 feet.
That is
6 feet. It uses our 7-iron, which is 7-gauge thick steel.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably.
Oh, if I'm going to mow grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
Yeah, I'm with you. A big old sprayer.
I heard they was at somewhere around $700,000.
$700,000.
Right. It's got the.
He puts his head over there.
I know. It's like a grown up.
Or seeing spray, where it sees a certain kind of weed and knows just to spray the weed, not just everything, but just that certain kind of weed.
Wow, that is.
There's cameras all out through that boom that spot the weeds in the road, so it'll just spray that one weed.
Wow, that is.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's specific.
Thank you, Matt.
You know what I love? Love a guy that engages with a kid.
100%.
It's just fantastic. You remember the old Ken Beatrice show?
Yes.
In Washington, D.C., where he'd get little Johnny asking him a question. Well, Johnny, and he'd ask him legitimately.
Yeah.
Ken Beatrice was one of the legendary pains in the asses in broadcasting. You could hear just horror stories about the dude. But when he would do that with a little kid who's calling the radio and he interacted with him, it was a lot of fun. And not a lot of broadcasters do that.
I can still remember people in my family that when I was a kid would treat me not like a kid, talk to me at like a grown-up
level.
That's
the best.
It's huge.
The best.
It's huge. Okay, there's a comedian named Brad Wenzel, and I sent you this tape isolated.
Alan who?
No, Brad Wenzel, not okay. Wenzel. Wenzel. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's stealing our catchphrase. Now, today is National Spinach Day, and he has a chunk about it, but he steals our catchphrase.
Uh-oh. I'm skeptical if Popeye was really in the Navy. just because he calls himself the Sailor Man. I don't know about that.
Funny.
All right. Do you suffer from sunshine guilt?
Well, on his eye.
Yeah, I do today, guys.
You do?
Oh, I got you beat today. I looked at the forecast up there, and I looked at the forecast down here. But just remember, I got my eye. So.
All I know is that sunshine guilt. It must my eye. Sunshine guilt does not affect me.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside.
Yeah.
So basically my day is ruined.
You know who's lucky? Her boyfriend.
There you go. Yeah. What a thing to bitch about, right?
Yeah, I know. That's so cool. Nice.
We don't get
my
that down here. We get too many sunny days down here. It's going to be 86 today.
Not going to be 86 up here. Oscar, yes. I pull this for you. Did you watch Joey, let me get his name right, Graziande.
No, I did not.
He is the bachelor, and he proposed at the conclusion of season 28.
Spoiler alert.
To Kelsey. Ooh. And they actually, he proposed over 10 months ago. They had to keep it secret since then.
Kelsey Alexander Anderson, I love you.
I love you.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
I can't picture
that's
Kelsey.
Great television, isn't it?
There's three distinct looking women.
You lost again.
I have to take a gamble.
Yeah, please do check it out. I'm sure it's streaming. And we were just talking cars. Are you aware, Mike? Are you cognizant of the fact that Porsche has released the fastest road car in its history?
Production car?
Yes.
Porsche just unveiled one of the fastest road cars in the world. Perfect for you to drive as fast as you can away from the feeling that all you are is a car guy now. And Linda doesn't love you, and maybe she never did. It sounds weird, but that's their slogan. Porsche, your wife is going to leave you.
Ask for it by name. That's all I have.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Oscar will be participating in a very significant move.
The
he will not be
move.
Joining us for the next few days. But it'll be yes. the Rob and Mike show, and we always manage to get into some sort of weird trouble. So join us for that tomorrow, and we'll be back with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I don't know about that.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's like these guys take pride in being ignorant.
Cottonelle bath tissue.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
At what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.